Good morning, Alexa. This is Emily.
Hi, Emily. Can I order some Sister Pride for my cockatiel Honolulu, please?
Let me just have a look here. I know that we've seen Honolulu recently. I'm just going to have a look for that medication.
Yeah, I had enough. Well, it expires the end of October. That's why I'm ringing.
Yeah, not a problem.
Now, the first question is, that only lasts for a month, does it? So do I have to just keep ordering it by the month?
It has a very short, it's got a 3-month lifespan, shelf life, but that depends on when we get it compared to when you order it. So if you, the stock that I have now, I'll just need to check the expiry of it because it might only last you another month. But it just depends on, when we get the stock and when you need the, we go through it and everything is how we order it, so.
Right, yeah, well, I suppose it's not such a big deal. I'm semi-retired now, so I do have time to come down and get it. I don't need it today. I was going to come down on Thursday because I'm still working part-time, so I'm working tomorrow and Wednesday, so Thursday morning I can come and get some. So can you give me some for the month or however if you...
Yeah, well, can I pop you on hold for a moment, Janet, and I'll just have a look at the expiry on my system
I've
got now so I can let you know?
Yeah, sure.
Perfect, thank you.
Thank you for calling The Exotics Vet. We offer veterinary care and husbandry advice for pets, including birds, guinea pigs, rats, mice, snakes, lizards, amphibians, and fish. Please feel free to inquire about a health check examination for your pet when you come off hold. Do you allow your pet bird to have free flight inside or outside your home? We recommend a microchip implant to identify your bird on the unfortunate event.
Hi, thank you so much for holding, Janet. I've got a new bottle, so its expiry is in January, which tees up for your recheck with Honolulu. So,
well,
very well.
Can you give me enough medication then to last until the next checkup? Because I've got enough meloxicam, and then in January, and because I gather you'll let everybody know by email or whatever when you're going on holidays for Christmas.
It'll be on our Facebook or our social media usually, but I'm going to try this year to try to do a email. It just
because I'm not on Facebook or anything like that.
It's just that our computer system, it's like pulling teeth trying to set up reminders sometimes. So we're going to try to do that this year, but I just can't guarantee that.
Well, anyway. Yeah, I can always ring you closer to the time.
We'll be able to let you know for sure.
So enough medication to last me until the start of January, that'd be great.
Yeah, not a problem. I'll double check with Dr. Brock. It shouldn't be an issue. It's a bit expensive is the only thing.
Yeah, well, you know.
At
the moment he's doing exceptionally well. You can just tell Brock he's not bringing up any of his food or anything at the moment. We go through periods where it's going really well and then all of a sudden he'll have an episode, but at the moment he's not doing it. He's not bringing any food up. I did have an issue with under his claw there or joint, it was bleeding a little bit, so I put some vitamin E cream on that again, oil. And then, so at the moment we're all good. There's no drama with him at all at the moment.
Oh, fantastic. Alrighty, I'll pass it on to Dr. Brock. He'll be very happy to hear.
Yeah, and I'll see you on Thursday morning then.
Wonderful. It'll just be out the back, so when you get here, I'll have it all made up, and the nurse out the front will know. Alrighty.
Okay. Thank you.
Perfect. Bye. That's okay. Bye.
Bye.